for 12 years, and I don't, you guys have ever felt like that. You know, so
feel like we owe it to our viewers to, mm-hmm. to pause for a moment. You know, this is shocking mm-hmm. and appalling, and I honestly don't even know what to say mm-hmm. about it. I want to say that we, I know it wasn't easy for our colleague, Brooke, to come mm-hmm. forward then. It's not easy now. Mm-hmm. And we support her and any women who have come forward with claims. And it's just very painful for all of us at NBC and who are at the Today Show. And, you know, it's very, very, very difficult.
I'm looking at you and I'm having a weird moment that we were sitting here just like this 2 years ago. And truth be told, Savannah and I did a little prayer upstairs just before, just to sort of sort out what we were going to do. And I think it's like you feel like you've known someone for 12 years. And I don't know if you guys have ever felt like that. You know someone, you know them, you feel like you know them inside and out. And then all of a sudden, like a door opens up and it's a part of them you didn't know. And we don't know all the facts in all of this, but there are not allegations of an affair. There are allegations of a crime. And I think that's shocking to all of us here who've sat with Matt for many, many years. So I think we're going to just sort of continue to process this part of this horrific story. And as you said, you know, our thoughts are with Brooke. It's not easy what she did to come forward. It's not easy at all.
No. And I think I speak for all of us. We're disturbed to our core.
Yeah.
And we have a commitment to keep you informed, and we will continue to do that. Mm-hmm.